GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, the WVOMFM.com question of the day, which is brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. Already a lot of people chiming in on this on our Facebook thread, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, where we post our question of the day. You might want to friend us on Facebook. Just don't tell anyone. Don't admit it. Do you accept the findings stated in the summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report? And the headline is, no collusion, no obstruction. The president tweeting about it yesterday. Democrats making a strong call to say, okay, let us see the full report then. I want to see. They likened it perhaps to your kid doing a math test, fourth grade. Okay, the answers are there. Now show me your work. Maine's congressional delegation chiming in. Here's Senator Collins, senior senator for the state of Maine, her statement on the summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. It is good news for America, regardless of anyone's political inclination, that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign had conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to interfere with the 2016 election. This next paragraph could be telling. Give a close listen to this. And sidebar, this is what Senator Collins does. Remember this next paragraph when we read to you the statements from any others that we can dig up here. Senator Collins writes this. The thoroughness of Mr. Mueller's investigation is underscored by the approximately 500 witnesses interviewed, the 2,800 subpoenas issued, the nearly 500 search warrants secured, and the more than 230 orders for communication records obtained, as well as the 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence. Remember how I mentioned just a moment ago about the importance of showing your work? Senator Collins, in her second paragraph of her statement, points out that Mr. Mueller's investigation talked with a lot of people, requested a lot of information, and crammed it into this thing. It also speaks well for the Department of Justice Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein that the three attorneys general who served during this investigation, that there were no instances where the special counsel was told that his actions were inappropriate or unwarranted. I appreciate Attorney General Barr's diligence in providing a summary of the special counsel's conclusion so quickly, understanding that the attorney general's need to protect national security sources and methods and follow departmental policies. I also appreciate his pledge to move forward expeditiously to release as much of the report as possible. Notice that. You're going to hear a lot of people saying, show us the full report. Give me the full report. Senator Collins worked on the Senate Intelligence Committee for I don't know how many years, how many terms, says, I appreciate expeditiously release as much of the report as possible. It is imperative that the report be released in as complete a form as possible so that the public can fully understand the rationale for the exoneration on the allegations involving coordination or conspiracy with the Russians, as well as the inability of Mr. Mueller to reach a conclusion on obstruction of justice. Here's the statement from the other senator in our state, Angus King, unenrolled, independent. Attorney General William Barr's letter confirmed for me what I have gathered from the last 2 years of public reports. Special Counsel Mueller and his team have conducted a serious, careful, and thorough investigation into the events surrounding foreign interference in the 2016 election. Notice in Senator King's first paragraph, he stipulates, he offers as a guarantee that there was interference. At the same time, AG Barr's top-line summary of the Mueller report leaves me with several lingering questions, none more important than his thought process and reasoning surrounding the special counsel's office decision to not make a traditional prosecutorial judgment on the issue of obstruction of justice. The special counsel chose to provide evidence on both sides of the obstruction question and allow the AG to interpret difficult legal issues to resolve the matter. This resulted in the final determination being made by the Justice Department without providing a fuller outline of its reasoning, a fact that I expect will leave a large segment of the American people with deep concerns. That's why I believe that AG Barr and his staff must show us their work, explain their decision, and release as much of the report as possible without compromising ongoing investigations or divulging classified sources or methods, and protect America's full faith and confidence in our system of government. As Reagan so often told us, trust but verify. I commit to pursuing the maximum transparency feasible with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle and allow the American people to see all the facts developed in the course of this investigation. Former Congressman Bruce Poliquin released a statement. The Mueller investigation was thorough. The report was clear. There was no collusion between President Trump and Russia. This should serve as a warning to anyone who would unfairly attack and impugn a person repeatedly over an unproven allegation. So what do you make of the summary? Again, no one has read, no one probably listening to this program has read the full report. But do you accept the findings stated in the summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report? Also, look for your text message coming in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. This person, by the way, writes, I always did the math in my head, and those were the words I always hated hearing because I had the correct answers. Show me the work. I did not see a statement, although I'm sure I could search for it and find it, from Maine's first congressional congresswoman, Shelley Pingree. I would be interested in hearing what her thoughts were to find out her reaction to the summary. Let me click about and ask for your call at 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039. The American public needs more than a four-page summary from the president's hand-picked attorney general to determine the scope of the Mueller investigation's findings, Congresswoman Pingree said in a statement Sunday. General Barr's report raises serious concerns because the summary explicitly does not exonerate President Trump. I think I want to read that last sentence again from Congresswoman Shelley Pingree. General Barr's report raises serious concerns because his summary explicitly does not exonerate President Trump. Am I to understand from her sentence that she was expecting that President Trump would be found guilty? And so the serious concern is that it didn't find him guilty? Looking for any comments that came from Jared Golden, Congressman Maine's second CD. For the good of the country, all Americans should be able to read the full report. Moving forward, it will be the responsibility of all elected leaders to take the time to read, study, listen, and consider what we can learn from this report and how best to use its information in the interest of the American people. Again, this is Representative Golden. We must keep open minds and be respectful of the continuing investigations, some of which stem from the special counsel's work, without jumping to any conclusions. Seems to be a fair and balanced statement. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you accept the findings stated in the summary of the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report?
Some of which stem from the special counsel's work.
Caller, hi, you want to chime in on the radio with us?
Yes.
Waiting to hear, do you accept the report?
No.
Why not?
It's just a summary. It's not a full report.
What do you think is in the full report that we're not getting out of the summary? Do you think the summary is intentionally misleading us from the contents of the full report?
I don't think anything's intentional at this point, but what I do think is that there are details leading to the investigation and through the summary, including the composition of the people that were on it, which tended to be Democratic holdovers, it should be investigated. I think that they've been whitewashing the reasons for the investigation and the makeup of the people. And I think it was a fishing expedition looking for other items, which they obviously didn't find. And I think that part of it should come out.
Maybe we'll see that in the full report. Thank you. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you accept the findings stated in the summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report?
Yes, I do. And I'd also like to say, while I'm no fan of Susan Collins, I would like to say that the difference in her response was class, articulate, 100% what you would expect from a senator versus I got exactly the kind of response that I expected from Angus Kane.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Our question of the day. Do you accept the findings stated in the summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report?
I really think we have to, because at this point, what really are the American people going to get without reading this entire report? Number one, what all these people are grasping at, mainly the liberal side of the media, is parts and pieces of the investigation that they say doesn't exonerate Donald Trump. But what they're missing is Mueller's portion of this was to investigate him. It wasn't to prosecute him. That is the Justice Department's job. So they're not saying there is any evidence, and they're not saying there isn't any evidence. What they're doing is making a suggestion, just like a police investigator would do to the district attorney. So they're just grasping at straws that at this point, they're just hoping they can find some morsel to drag this out even longer for the American people. And that, to me, is wrong. They need to put this to rest. And a lot of people don't pay attention to, you know, the news and stuff. But Nancy Pelosi knew about this 2 weeks ago. She was already to move on from this, knowing it was a non-issue. And a lot of people aren't recognizing that there's obviously somebody talking behind closed doors, because they have her on tape and actually in interviews already to go beyond the Mueller report. So I think at this point, even they're trying to grasp at straws for their constituents in their district to make it feel like they're going to do something. But I think at this point, they're just grasping at empty straws.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, we're going to give you the last word. Do you accept the findings stated in the summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report?
Yes, I do. I think they shouldn't be investigating anything anymore. 2 years is plenty. They should stop.
Two years.
And nobody is talking about how much did that investigation cost.
Well, just when you said that, it just made me think that 2 years and how many millions of dollars? If you're online this morning, vote on the WVOMFM.com question of the day. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.